Hello, this is John Grillos. I'm with IBM in our Enterprise Content Management Product Marketing and Strategy Organization. And I'm pleased to have PG Bartlett here with me, who's the Senior Vice President of Product Management from Quark. We are here to talk to you today about how Quark and IBM Enterprise Content Management have teamed up together to extend IBM's business content services strategy by capturing and providing content management services at the source. And in this particular case, it's using Microsoft Word. So through the integration of Quark XML Author with IBM FileNet Content Manager, any IBM FileNet Content Manager user would be able to create DITA-based XML content, meaning they would be able to submit directly from Microsoft Word into the IBM FileNet Content Manager repository, and also leverage the FileNet Content Manager publishing framework, so you'll be able to assemble and publish those documents as well. And ultimately, our work together is helping our customers unlock the value of their business content, and we're seeing that return, or that total cost of ownership return, by reduced costs, increased productivity, we see improved quality of service in our customers, and they're gaining competitive advantage by leveraging this content. So, PG, let's get started. I know Quark has a long history in desktop publishing, but I understand you all have enterprise products as well.
Sure, John. Thanks for the opportunity. Back in the 1980s, Quark led the desktop revolution in publishing through our flagship product, Quark Express, which rapidly became the industry standard. And today, while we continue to innovate in desktop publishing, we're also revolutionizing publishing again by expanding our efforts to include desktop, to include dynamic publishing, which is our enterprise publishing strategy. We use XML as the foundation for our dynamic publishing system. Our system lets you automatically personalize your information for different audiences, and then publish that information automatically to multiple types of media, including print, web, and other digital formats. Now, automation is the key capability in dynamic publishing, and automation has the same kind of impact for publishing that it's already had in factory automation and office automation. It not only helps our customers reduce costs, automation also improves quality. And in the case of information, we're talking about the accuracy, the timeliness, convenience, and relevance of the information that our customers create, so that our customers can better serve and protect their current customers while also going after new markets.
Wow. So you mentioned dynamic publishing, PG. Which Quark products are needed for dynamic publishing?
John, one of the key components of our dynamic publishing solution is Quark XML Author. That's an add-in to Microsoft Word that makes Word into an easy-to-use XML authoring tool. And making it easy was quite a feat. I've been in the XML publishing business for 15 years, and until recently, I've seen limited adoption of XML editing because only specialized and complex tools were available. But I've known for a long time that if we could just make it possible to use Word to create XML, then we would be able to extend XML authoring ultimately to everyone in the organization. Eventually, someone was going to do it, and I'm really happy it was Quark. With Quark XML Author, anyone can easily create XML documents with little knowledge of XML and little or no training. And by giving you the tool to take advantage of XML for all types of documents in all departments of the organization, Quark helps you achieve the benefits of XML and therefore achieve the benefits of automated dynamic publishing anywhere you need it across your organization. And finally, by combining simple XML authoring with Quark's legendary high-quality design capabilities, Quark now offers XML-based dynamic publishing software you can apply to a broad range of document types, which lets you improve information quality while cutting costs and time in many different areas of your organization.
Thanks, PG. I know recently IBM and Quark announced this partnership about a month ago. So what can you tell us about that partnership?
Well, we're very happy to be working with IBM, especially given IBM's leadership in enterprise content management. And we're working together with IBM to give organizations a DITA XML-based solution for creating information in Quark XML Author, and then managing and publishing that information through IBM FileNet Content Manager. So while organizations can use the combination of Quark and IBM for technical documentation, you can also apply our technology to many other types of information that are produced in volume. And of course, it's where you produce information in volume where automation makes the most sense. For all types of documents, we help you shift away from a labor-intensive process of creating, managing, and publishing information and towards a much more agile, automated approach that lets knowledge workers across the organization easily create intelligent XML information that downstream systems can automatically personalize for multiple audiences and then publish automatically in multiple forms, both print and online.
Great. If we look at the combination between Quark and IBM, what are the challenges or what are the business pains that this whole solution addresses?
Well, John, organizations typically create information in word processing and desktop publishing tools. And the problem is that leaves the information stranded. In other words, it's stuck in a form that's suitable only for a specific document type and a specific audience. And when you want to reuse it, how do you do that? You copy the existing content, you paste it into another document, then you manually reformat the information to match the design of the new document, and now you created a redundant copy of that information that you must indefinitely maintain along with the original copy. Of course, that can happen over and over and over again. Then how do you repurpose that information for other media types? Well, that's even more labor-intensive because you have to have a separate team that takes the existing information, converts it to a new media format, redesigns the information to match that new format. And because of those kind of inefficiencies, organizations waste way too much time in their content creation and publishing. And what's worse, at the same time, they fail to deliver information that's as good as they want it to be. It's not as accurate, it's not as timely, it's not as relevant, and it's not necessarily available in every format their customers desire. Now, many people already know that the potential value of XML is to combat these sort of problems. XML is an open standard. It's ideally suited for automated publishing because it can provide an absolutely consistent format. But until recently, enterprise-wide adoption has been limited because XML content creation tools were just too complicated. Quark XML Author changes that, and IBM customers are going to benefit greatly as a result.
Thanks, PG, for taking the time today to talk to us. There's a lot of great information in here about the integration and the relationship between Quark XML Author and IBM FileNet Content Manager, and we just really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, John.